From the Chemical Coast to the Panhandle Wind Farms and the sawmills of the East to the international bridges of the West, if it matters to Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, violent and disruptive student protests on campus are nothing new, but leftists in the press romanticize such, giving the issue sometimes more coverage than it deserves. There's a lot of coverage of what took place in Texas last week in UT and is taking place again today, apparently. Ronald Reagan had to address the issues over decades of time. You know, he ran for California governor, he was governor, and you had all that stuff at Berkeley and UCLA and USC, and well, maybe it's time for his words on that over a decade. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star story of the day. Texas sues the Biden administration over its radical Title IX rule gutting, you know, for transsexuals and stuff. Mixed signals in the Texas manufacturing sector, and we've got border-related news. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. We gave away another gift certificate to my favorite place for lunch in Lubbock, downtown, Narrow Bar, 1500 Broadway, the bottom of the 15-story McDougal Plaza, and it is just such a neat place. Congratulations, Gretchen. She won the gift certificate we gave away from entries we received through last Friday night. I may give another away this week or next. Now, probably this week, so be listening for your chance to enter to win, my friends. Well, the big news out there over and over and over, because the press romanticizes protest. I mean, this is their thing. They've gone nuts. There's breaking news this afternoon. Pro-Palestinian protesters form surprise encampment on UT Austin campus. Now, folks, inherently, when you bring tents and set up, you're not engaged in a protest on public space that meets with the rules. You're actually setting up shop there to stay there. That's not right. And they were chanting, whose lawn, our lawn, free Palestine, and all this stuff on the campus's South Mall today. Police department announced that there'll be announced a dispersal order again, and it's first escalation since the arrests last week. And we're going to talk more about that and all of the political coverage on it. How about this great bit on what Ronald Reagan had to say about it over many, many years? Oh, and thanks to the Daily Caller for putting this together, my friends.
Those people told you for days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction, they were going to physically destroy the university.
Why did you negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
The university is a public institution.
That's right. But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
I'm sick and tired of the argument about whether some effort to enforce law and order is going to escalate anything at all. Plain truth of the matter is, this has to stop, and it has to stop like the day before yesterday.
I would like to propose that the issue is that on the campuses, you who are adults, you who are entrusted with those young people and their guidance, have a responsibility to make it plain to them from the very beginning that you yourselves do not tolerate the kind of conduct that has led to the burning of Wheeler Hall, that has led to two murders on the campus of UCLA.
You created an atmosphere on the campus where no one wants to listen.
You are a liar.
I have read and I have been questioned since I've been here about certain demonstrations against my coming. And I would like to say just one thing. And to those who demonstrate so, I wonder if they have ever asked themselves that if they should have the kind of government they apparently seek, no one would ever be able to do what they're doing again.
Anything, and I have a feeling that if you check closely on some of the more militant
of those leaders who are advocating violence, you will find that if you settle whatever issue it is that has them worked up today, they'll be back tomorrow morning with another issue. But I think the time has come for them to make a choice and to decide whether they want to continue to even tolerate these false prophets in their midst who are, if anything, destroying their own community.
I don't think that taking to the streets and rioting and disorder has ever solved anything or ever will.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution, a peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters.
Recently, in some places in the nation, there's been a disturbing reoccurrence of bigotry and violence. If I may, from the platform of this organization, known for its tolerance, I would like to address a few remarks to those groups who still adhere to senseless racism and religious prejudice. To those individuals who persist in such hateful behavior, if I were speaking to them instead of to you, I would say to them, you are the ones who are out of step with our society. You are the ones who willfully violate the meaning of the dream that is America. And this country, because of such what it stands for, will not stand for your conduct.
There are cities in Michigan. Oh, shut up.
There's nothing new in this, and there's nothing new in leftist romanticizing it. The Dallas Morning News carried an opinion column from on their editorial page from Anna Hanks, reporting from scene of UT student protest. And as soon as I heard of the protest Wednesdays, I headed down to campus. She was upset, though, because she had missed most of the excitement. This is an older adult. I asked a lot of people why they were out protesting. The biggest reason they gave was the desire to see UT stop investing in what earlier protesters would have called the war machine or profiting from the military-industrial complex. She's having flashbacks to the 60s and early 70s. The call for divesting from the war profits reminded me, she said, about the call for universities to divest from South Africa in the years of apartheid, except there's no... You see, they conflate... It's just the protest they love. They conflate all this stuff. She says, it's not hard to notice when I was there, the Jim Crow era statues. By the way, that was your party, the Democrats. Statues of the white slaveholders that used to grace the spaces where I took my liberal arts classes are now gone because these great students have protested. Even if you don't agree with what the students are doing now, this is a very long piece. I'm just giving you highlights. The fact they're doing it means times have changed. She means for the best, because this last generation or two wouldn't get out and do this stuff. She said, it did my heart good to see UT students are making an effort to try to change the world around them. You're not making any effort. See, they romanticize these have sex, get drunk, smoke pot, sit-ins and stuff. People that came of age in the Reagan era, like me, well, you know what we romance? Real change. I mean, getting out there, starting a business, changing the world with a new product or service. Or in politics, actually fielding candidates and winning the elections. But these people, they're just in love with all this stuff. So why did it go differently at UT than at UT Dallas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, all over the state? Well, there are a lot of reasons for that. And DPS isn't through with this, probably. I don't know what all happened today down there, but I know they'd set up tents and the cops are about to go get them again. We'll talk more in a moment.
We're talking Texas. More after this.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
In general, higher property value appraisals do not raise your property taxes. That's done by local government officials. Each year, after new appraised values are set, each local government which levies a property tax must calculate and publish the no new revenue tax rate. We used to call it the effective rate. That figure, which reflects appraisal changes, keeps their tax take equal to the previous year's take in aggregate over their taxing district for those same properties. Last year's tax rate, so often talked about, is meaningless in relation to the new rate set each summer by local governments. If your city's appraised values increase 5% on average, the no new revenue or effective tax rates lowered to produce the same revenue from those same properties as was taken the year before. When officials say they kept the tax rate the same as the year before, if there was an increase in appraised values, then it means they chose to raise your taxes. The previous year's rate's meaningless in determining whether officials voted to raise or lower property taxes. Don't be fooled. Only a vote to adopt the no new revenue tax rate's voting for no tax increase.
Standing in spirit with those who won Texas liberty and working to stop the hordes on the left, it's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. So we learned this afternoon about 1 o'clock that chanting Free Palestine, whose lawn, our lawn, they started, like they own it. So this is the weird ideas of these people. A public space, they own it, you can just live there and have tents? No. They were setting up tents at UT Austin South Mall today, and the police already issued another dispersal order. Now, they arrested a bunch of them last week, and the leftist George Soros DA there dismissed all the charges, and you know, they're all a bunch of a cabal of leftists there. Okay, that's the way it goes so far. University of Texas has suspended the Palestine Solidarity Committee after the protest. And they got the formal notification that they're being suspended Friday. And they've gone, you know, to social media telling everybody to get them reinstated and all kinds of stuff. And what's interesting about it is they talk in typical leftist stuff you get from these groups that suspension's an attack on free speech, distracting, well, enabling Israel, little I. Everything in their statement, Israel's little I, but Palestine is capital P. Okay, and they call it a genocidal campaign against the Palestinian people. Well, maybe those people should have thought of that for October when they went and murdered all the Israelis. Well, Jay Hart, their statement says, well, Jay Hartzell, that's the president of UT, and Greg Abbott authorized state troopers, Austin police, and UT to violently attack and arrest protesters, says the cops were violent. Palestinians continue to live in a state of emergency that UT refuses to recognize. I'm sorry, University of Texas is a university. It's got nothing to do with whether your group of people politically think it lives in a state of emergency. They go on and on. They say that what happened demonstrates UT's selective censorship of pro-Palestinian organizations, and that it's just the latest in an instance of a pattern of censorship. Actually, they're not stopping them from speaking. Nobody's stopping them from having their point of view. They did, as a registered student group, they did suspend them. They do that to a lot of groups. They say UT's repression of our free speech enforces a racist narrative that devalues Palestinian life, capital P. Now, this is the kind of crap these people put out all the time, and your children and grandchildren are falling for this stuff because they've gone to public schools where they didn't learn anything, and colleges where they're being indoctrinated. Their argument is devaluing Palestinian life. I want you to notice that all through their official statement, they used a little I for Israel, although Israel is a state and a people that have, of course, recorded history for thousands of years. That is a specific instance of them purposely devaluing Israel and Jewish people. In other words, they don't exist. They're not a proper noun. And yet, Palestine, they put a P. You see, these people accuse others of doing what they're engaged in doing all of the time. The Breitbart, Texas, Randy Clark, the big Border Patrol guy, former Border Patrol guy, was at the demonstrations, witnessed the walkout and protest from this committee Thursday near the campus Central Mall near the UT Tower, the big mobile home standing on end. Many within the group, approximately 300, waved Palestinian flags and wore the kafaya, and signs carrying Free Palestine. More than 100 staged on the grassy area, posted signs on the George Washington statue that said, support your community, no cops. Your community, no cops. They refused to speak to Breitbart, Texas on camera or identify themselves when asked questions about the purpose of the protest. Some of the few, by the way, that other liberal lady said the same thing, though, that a lot of them wouldn't talk to her. Which really, is it really speech? I mean, in speech, you're trying to explain to everybody your position. Said some of the few who would speak at all expressed displeasure concerning the arrests made during Wednesday's protest. The pro-Israel counter-protesters were much more forthcoming. The pro-Israel counter-protesters were much more forthcoming and described what they experienced during Wednesday's rally. Ocean Mayer, a young lady supporting Jewish students on campus, carried a sign that read, "Protesters threatened to kill us, stole our signs, told us to go back to Germany, chanted all of Palestine as Arab, and called for intifada." Now, folks, intifada is calling for... The Palestinian group says that there's a genocide going on against their people, and that UT is favoring that. And yet, what they actually put in their signs and chant is calling for literally the murder of all the Jews in the world. And that's right. By the way, she said after the police response, they've continued to have things happen there, protests, but they've been peaceful since they busted up that group. Another student, Jeff Greenwald, said he was spat on twice the first day of the pro-Palestine rally. He also acknowledged the police response contributed to a much calmer environment Thursday. Hartzell, the president, part of his statement said the university's decision to not allow yesterday's event to go planned, that was last Friday, Wednesday, was made because we had credible indications the event's organizers, whether national or local, were trying to follow the pattern we see elsewhere, using the apparatus of free speech and expression to severely disrupt campus for a long period of time. And, of course, the local DA and lawyers and judges threw out the charges against the people who were arrested. Now, this cameraman for Fox 7 in Austin, DPS, has video from other people of him, and it seems to show even the press coverage says that some of the angles seem to show him hitting a police with this camera and stuff, but it's not clear, though, that he was not just being pushed into them. DPS has said they referred charges against the member of the press to their criminal investigations division. Says video shows a trooper, several videos, says he did collide with a police officer. Shows a trooper pulling the cameraman's backpack along with another officer, throwing him to the ground as he was being led away by a state trooper. He was telling him he's with the press. And on his camera, it says, you know, I was moving. I think this is a mistake by DPS. I think the bar needs to be really high. It was clearly from those videos a mob scene. You can't tell. In fact, they admit, one of the troopers in the audio, that he wasn't there. "I was moving," Carlos said in the footage, explained he was pushed and almost fell, and the officer leading away said, "I wasn't there to see it." In other words, they just ganged up on this guy. I think you've got to be very careful about that. You have to be very careful. And the member of the press is covering it. You're in fairly much of a melee. You go after him, you're gonna end up pulling the rug out from under your own movement if you're not careful. The Texas Tribune's Stephen Simpson had a huge piece this weekend. Campuses across Texas had pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Why did only UT Austin crack down? Well, it's pretty clear. A&M had them. I mean, the UT Dallas had them. Of course, their leader's a big lefty. They violated every rule in the book by doing a sit-in in the president's office and stuff. Was that UT Arlington or UT Dallas? I don't remember. Anyway, and he met with them to listen to their point of view and all this after they're doing things they shouldn't do. It's real simple. Demonstrators can't block entrances or exits to buildings, create disruption inside buildings, vandalize property, use amplified sound without permission, or attempt to force others to view or listen to their message, which is, by the way, a lot of these marijuana people, they in Lubbock on this election, they keep seeming to think that I have some responsibility to amplify their viewpoint. I have no responsibility. I don't even want to listen to your viewpoint. I know what I believe. You're not going to convince me of anything on that. It's not a closed mind, that's a settled mind from having looked at the issues. But really what it comes down to is they had a lot of good intelligence. We've seen already who these groups were, that they're being paid, and we've seen it at other big universities. And they knew it was going to happen, they weren't going to let it happen. By the way, it was UT Dallas, President Richard Benson. He's a big lefty, 100 of them, with megaphones and drums and signs, lined his hallway and did a sit-in. He met with them. And, of course, the whole tenor of this is, well, UT overreacted. It's probably because they're near the Capitol or something. No, it's a much bigger place, and it was a much bigger group, and it's very clear from around the country what was happening in other places. where they're ensconcing themselves as a, and they had said that in their materials going around that they were going to basically set up shop for the purpose of disrupting things at the university. Well, you can protest and speak all day, but you can't get in everybody else's way doing it on public property. There's nothing new in all of this. We have to allow other points of view, but we don't have to allow them to do things that infringe on everybody else's rights.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
A North Texas couple wrote, "I just would like to thank you for the connection to Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and crew at DentoCare. They did a fantastic job on my behalf. I've also referred numerous people to your site to contact her and will continue to sing praises for Dr. Zuniga." Folks, they've been back, taking other family. Learn what they have. A quick trip to the popular tourism spot of Costa Rica is great fun and often pays for itself in savings with superior dental care and the highest level of service you'll experience anywhere. Arrange your adventure to Dr. Zuniga by clicking on the DentoCare banner at PrattonTexas.com.
DOT-regulated drivers, owner-operators, line up your required random drug testing program with Allied Compliance Services. Be legal and safe up and down the road. You will be a valued customer with Allied Compliance, and they will be on call to help when you need it. Visit AlliedCompliance.com, AlliedCompliance.com, or phone 800-411-6906. Call Allied Compliance at 800-411-6906.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com.
Here's a man who is proud of Texas and Texans. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Attorney General Ken Paxton, on behalf of the great state of Texas, is suing the Biden administration for unlawfully, he claims, using Title IX to mandate radical gender ideology, violating Constitution, and putting women at risk. Paxton sued to stop the unlawful assault. I think DeSantis in Florida said, "We're just not going to abide by your new rules." Paxton, we're suing stop unlawful federal rule issued by the Biden administration that destroys protections for women in educational institutions by mandating compliance with radical gender ideology. Title IX exists for women. You put men in there, you've gutted it. The Department of Education's new regulatory requirements under Title IX expand the definition of sex to include one's self-professed gender identity. Title IX is a civil rights law granting protections to women by prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sex in any educational program that receives federal money, including K-12 schools, colleges, and universities. The new rule contorts these protections for women by forcing schools to accommodate the wishes of men claiming to identify as women, the transsexuals, to enter female-only spaces and join female-only organizations. This would force schools to permit biological males to use female restrooms and lockers. If schools refused, federal funding could be withheld, or would be. While the Biden administration initially attempted to implement this agenda through informal agency guidance, the DOE, Department of Education, has now turned to formally amending the Code of Federal Regulations. This rule violates existing federal law, ignores the Constitution, and denies women the protections that Title IX was intended to afford them. Biden's exceeded authority and radically distorted the meaning intended by Congress when the law was made. Further, the AG argues the changes would fundamentally transform the educational atmosphere of a publicly funded education institution, forcing communities to capitulate to this leftist transsexual ideology and put girls and women at risk. In addition, the new regulations promise to repeat the department's ill-advised 2011 Dear Colleague letter, which had a detrimental impact on publicly funded education across the country, including in Texas. This rule walks back many of the safeguards promulgated by the Trump administration to ensure that students accused of harassment have access to a fair hearing. At the same time, the Biden administration redefines harassment to include constitutionally protected activity, such as using accurate pronouns. Texas will not allow Joe Biden to rewrite Title IX at whim, destroying legal protections for women in furtherance of his radical obsession with gender ideology, said Paxton. This attempt will subvert federal law to subvert federal law is plainly illegal, undemocratic, and divorced from reality, and it goes on and on. America First Legal is serving as co-counsel. Stephen Miller there, you've probably heard him before. He's very sharp. And they're going to work with the state of Texas as co-counsel in this case. Now, Governor Abbott put out a statement saying Title IX was written by Congress to support the advancement of women academically and athletically. The law was based on the fundamental premise that there are only two sexes, male and female. You have rewritten Title IX to force schools to treat boys as if they are girls and to accept every student's self-declared gender identity. This ham-handed effort to impose a leftist belief onto Title IX exceeds your authority as president. Talking to Biden. That's Abbott, governor of Texas. I'm instructing the Texas Education Agency to ignore your illegal dictate. Your rewrite of Title IX not only exceeds your constitutional authority, it tramples laws that I signed to protect the integrity of women's sports. See, that's why we needed to pass those things. Leadership didn't like that. The inside Austin dealmaker guys don't like this social stuff. They didn't want to mess with it. They're just interested in their big donors and everybody making a lot of money. They don't care about it. There's a reason we need these things, because then it gives our other leaders the ability to say, wait a minute, we have a state law that says this and we can't do it. And those things help you. That's how you get into court over it and you win. Anyway, yeah, the Save Women's Sports Act, which we tried to get passed way before, and leadership down there just didn't really care that much about it. That's a big story out. It is time for the Dallas Fed to be releasing its economic reviews, surveys of executives in industry sectors, and today's the manufacturing outlook. Tomorrow will be the service sector, including retail. The factory output strengthened slightly in April, but they say indicators are mixed. Other measures of manufacturing activity were mixed. New orders index remained negative. Capacity utilization and shipments index turned positive. Perceptions of broader business conditions continued to worsen in April. Labor market measures suggested flat employment and slightly shorter work weeks this month. Employment index edged down. Hours worked index went down for the seventh month in a row. Wage pressures picked up and price pressures retreated. Expectations regarding future activity improved somewhat in April. So again, a very mixed bag. We're back into that high inflation, big government spending, terrible situation where everything's constantly on a seesaw or roller coaster graph, if you will, like we experienced all through the 1970s that the Reagan administration finally put an end to. We have border news coming up in the next segment, and it includes audio from New Mexico's leftist governor, who doesn't criticize Biden publicly. Oh, no, no, no. On all this border stuff, you'd think nothing was happening in New Mexico. And if you live there, you'd think nothing's happening. If you read their media, which isn't much, I mean, mostly El Paso, I see a lot of it because they cover the big Las Cruces market. The rest of the state's covered mostly by media in Albuquerque, and you look at them, the West Texas, a lot of news sites carry their stories, and frankly, you think that nothing, it's all in Texas, and then Arizona and California, nothing's happening there, because it's a Democratic machine, a very corrupt, and I mean criminally corrupt Democratic machine runs the state of New Mexico. But when caught behind the scenes, we get the truth. We'll have a little bit of that for you. Well, Representative Frederick Frazier, this sorry SOB that got elected last time to state rep up in House District 61 in Collin County, who's in a runoff, by the way. He only got 32% in the Abbott endorsed him, though. He only got 32% in the runoff. Richardson got 40% of the vote, and so that'll be coming up in the party primary runoffs. He had already accepted a year of probation and a fine for his offenses a year ago on this. What the guy did is he posed as a public servant, as a codes enforcement person, removed his, back in the previous campaign, removed his, the signs under the cover of false authority, removed the signs, told people, oh no, I'm an officer, not a real thing. He said he was something he's not. And the district court dismissed charges against him, against Frazier, Friday, but not because they got rid of it. He pleaded no contest to it. In fact, the judge wrote of his, in December, the judge wrote, Judge Pruitt said, court finds that the evidence and defendant's plea substantiates the defendant's guilt of the offense beyond a reasonable doubt as charged in the indictment. So Frazier is has been released early from community supervision from these misdemeanor charges. And some of this stuff, the rest of us would end up getting prosecuted felony for. But let's hope he loses. He's no good at all. Let's hope he loses in the runoff. Rolling Stone started the super geriatric tour, and apparently all the reviews are fantastic. Of course, they started this big world tour in Houston, in Texas. And the AP headline says they show no signs of slowing down as they begin their latest tour with Texas Show. And the reviews were really good about it. I don't have any interest in it, although I play some of the Stones here on the show. Some people on the radio would say, well, you have all this, you're just country in the show. Actually, I have a mix of everything. Lots of blues. There's jazz. One of the big pieces that I play in the show, in fact, I'll stick it. We'll have it. Get it ready. We'll have it here for the exit. It is the Rolling Stones. These dumb young people who just don't know anything. That's the Stones singing about Bob Wills. And I think maybe it's an intro, not an exit. I'll have to do it for the intro in the next segment. It's the Stones singing about Bob Wills still being the king. Back in a moment.
Don't miss what Pratt says next. More Pratt on Texas after the break.
Judson Edens of Edens Furniture, located at 19th and Avenue N in downtown Lubbock. Home of the Buy One, Get One Free Recliner Special starting at $5.99. Bring your dreams and imagination for your home, and we'll take care of the rest with affordable prices and fast delivery. Let our friendly staff help you pick out the furniture that you've been dreaming of. Family-owned and operated for 2.5 decades. Come to Edens Furniture, 19th and Avenue N in Lubbock, and check out our website at edensfurniture.com.
Shop with Judson Edens. He's one of us. If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Your Edward Jones financial advisor, Mark Miller, can help you build a strategy to help your finances keep up with your needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hey now, Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers out here on I-20 between Abilene and Clyde. Our yard is always open, so you can stop in and check out our inventory. Each container for sale has a little orange price tag on the door. I told my wife the other day we might make one into a little mother-in-law apartment, you know, that you can put out behind the house. I'm going to call it the Contain Her.
Robert!
It locks from the outside.
Robert!
If you're listening in New Mexico, don't worry. We know you're a closet Texan at heart. Talking Texas and more. It's Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Yeah, the Rolling Stones start their new world tour. I'm calling it the Super Geriatric Tour. And looking good out there. Of course, Bobby Keys from Lubbock County, from Slayton, was the big saxophone member before he died for so long with the Rolling Stones, part of the actual inner circle and group. And that's the Stones. I think that's in Austin or something, way back in the 70s, singing Bob Wills is still the king. Lubbock Christian University Chaparrales, congratulations. Their first Lone Star Conference baseball title in their history. They clinched it with a win over Eastern New Mexico Sunday. Fort Worth mother who killed a 14-year-old intruder will not be charged. Thank goodness. Fox 4 reporting that a Tarrant County grand jury no-billed Alea Wallace. She shot a 14-year-old. A lot of the activists threw a fit there. Shot a 14-year-old Devin Baker who was trying to break in through her eight-year-old daughter's window at their federally subsidized home, it says here. It happened not long after she'd called 911 because somebody else had tried to break into her duplex. And it was the fifth attempted burglary at her home in just a few weeks. And teenager out there trying to break in. She shot him. She said, I want to offer my condolences to his family and thank everyone who helped me and my girls. She did the right thing. Anti-wimp, true Texan. The Giant Fiesta in San Antonio, which has got to be the biggest and oldest, neatest big community celebration in Texas. Just incredibly broad what all it gathers in San Antonio. I mean, the parts of the community. It was marred, 2 dead, 4 injured during an officer-involved shooting shortly after the Fiesta Flambeau Parade. They have so many things. It's sort of like New Orleans for Mardi Gras. And at Market Square, an 18-year-old fired a weapon. A policeman there saw him fire a weapon at a 20-year-old. They took off. He started running. They began chasing him. He fired his weapon, struck him at that 20-year-old. The police officers fired several rounds, struck the 18-year-old who died at the scene. 20-year-old was taken to local hospital where he died. There were 12 tornadoes that touched down in Texas this weekend, maybe more. National Weather Service says 12, all between along I-35 between Corsicana, Hillsboro, and McGregor. EF0 to EF1, the lowest rankings in the Fujita scale. In Rice, Tours, Waco, Frost, Abbott, Waco, Penelope, Barry, Navarro, Mills, Lake, and Tours again, that was the biggest one, an EF2, the only one that was bigger than an EF1. But then also, KRBC reported that in Knox County, a confirmed life-threatening tornado was spotted Saturday afternoon about 3:30. So there were more. And of course, our prayers to the folks in up around Omaha, and then also, of course, the terrible losses in Oklahoma. Two dead, another injured in fatal crash involving trailer carrying oversized load. This was some kind of specialty equipment. Huge trailers outside of Temple on Saturday. And it was 350,000 pounds. Had so many trailers under it. Very interesting to look at. Hard to figure out what it is. And the press couldn't figure it out either. But it came off, pinned a vehicle. Three people were inside. Two people suffered fatal injuries. A third person was extricated and taken to emergency room with life-threatening injuries. Took over 4 hours to safely remove the driver from the vehicle. And this morning, apparently, a man set himself and his wife on fire in a murder-suicide in Harris County. Not a gun. Didn't need a gun there. How horrible. Don't you think he'd rather die from a gunshot than to be burned to death? There were two other adults in the house that were okay, apparently, but this 58-year-old and 62-year-old, he killed his wife and himself with fire. You folks in Lubbock, you better get out and vote. This is shaping up to be one of the biggest record election in a May election already before the end of early voting. It's a record election since 2006. Much larger turnout with this marijuana ordinance, vote against Prop A. 17,822 people had voted in what's always a very low turnout election. The biggest before that had been 2016 at 16,500 for early voting. We're on track, though, for one of the biggest ever, so you better get out and vote. We don't know if these votes are coming from the community organizers, pro-marijuana people, or what. And I really encourage you to vote for Mark McBrayer for mayor. Vote against that Prop A that's pro-marijuana use. Now, this story is great. For the love of God! Leaked audio reveals Democrat governor ripping Biden administration over border security, and we're talking about from the Lujan political crime family, Michelle Lujan Grisham. And again, you would think there's nothing happening there. Well, because they're far leftist. It's a big leftist state, you know. In fact, one of her big gripes in this extended recording I'm not going to play is the feds interdicting their marijuana, cannabis shipments and stuff and all this. It's just amazing. But what you find, and the Daily Caller reported it, is that she's expressing deep frustration with Homeland Security's Mayorkas and threatening to send a letter so it'd be public, accusing the department of failing to work with her on border security. Conversation appeared to largely revolve around federal government seizures of licensed medical and recreational cannabis at Border Patrol checkpoints in New Mexico. You can legalize it in your state. It still ain't legal. And in a statement to the Daily Caller News Foundation, they noted it was indeed her audio. It was intended to be private. She said it's an unauthorized edited recording of the governor's private phone call, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. The point is, if you live in New Mexico, your governor's telling you nothing's going on. This Texas stuff, it's just a bunch of bigots and everything else. This is just 9 seconds of a longer recording, but it's very clear they've got the same problems the rest of you do. If you don't know where Sunland Park is, it's where the racetrack is, the casino. It's just, you just drive and you're in it in Western, you know, at a certain point, the Rio Grande's not the border anymore. And you just drive in there, you're in New Mexico in Greater El Paso. The city of El Paso is very large now. Sunland Park is just right there. I mean, you say, if you're not watching the signs, you won't even know you're there. Big part of the border.
God, sort of at the border in Sunland Park, where I don't have a single Border Patrol agent, not one, and people pour over.
So see, in reality, the feds are doing nothing there, and the illegals are pouring in, I think was her comment, pouring in into an area where people's homes are and lots of new housing subdivisions and things. Oh, well, it's terrible. Cartel gunmen tried to kidnap a Univision reporter in Mexico near the Texas border. Scary deal. He got a lot of it on his dash cam, and they were they radioed in the kidnappers. They showed how he did it. I mean, it's all on his cam, and you can hear him tell him to take him somewhere else. But he took off and veered towards a military checkpoint and got help and thwarted it. This is right outside our border. I mean, right across. Large alligator spotted in Texas-Mexico border river, the Rio Grande. Governor warns migrants. Yeah, damn it. They're putting out warnings. Texas must face the feds. I haven't seen this in any other media outside the law media. Texas must face the feds suit over the border barrier. Apparently, a federal judge will allow the Biden administration's lawsuit to proceed over the 1,000-foot floating barrier in the Rio Grande. That ruling came on Friday. Haven't seen it in any reporting from the mainstream press, only at Law 360. And the Mexican president, AMLO, that clown, that dangerous, horrible leftist, he said even the AP had to cover this straight because it's beyond belief otherwise. He said that the violent criminal gangs and drug cartels that, you know, by the way, Mexico is drowning in blood in some areas, innocent people. He says the gangs, criminal gangs and drug cartels are respectful people who respect the citizenry. They mostly just kill each other. Even the AP points out that's at odds with the reality of millions of Mexicans who live in areas dominated by the cartels. They demand protection payments from local residents and kill and kidnap them if they refuse to pay. It's what he actually said. He was asked about it, and he said, attacks happen in the country. They just occur between criminal groups. These groups, they respect the citizenry. This man is extremely dangerous, and like all these other far leftist commies in Latin America. I'm out of time for today on Pratt on Texas. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.